Blog Talk Radio.
Praise and thanks. Mojuba Akoda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Alua Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Oje Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe, Ashe. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We'd like to ask you to please support our sponsors, Manhood Racing Culture. You can find Manhood Racing Culture on Facebook, as well as on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also support Arlie Gordon under Unity Design. Arlie can be found on Facebook as well as Arlie Gordon III and on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Tonight we are having Goddess Speaks. We're back live and in living color. So this is a dialogue headed up mostly by us sisters. And tomorrow night we have the Brothers of the Sun. And we're actually putting out a call to action from us to you. Be you male, be you female. We need folks to step up to the table, to get involved in the movement, the freedom movement, as well as the movement to overall liberate our people. So please reach out to us. You can do that via our Facebook pages and our email address at signothetimes19@gmail.com. Sorry, I'm rushing around a little bit, but I'm chasing my grandbaby. Okay, so tonight is Goddess Speaks. Peace, Queen Dara. How you doing?
Oh, listen. Peace, Queen Tahira. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Chasing Aria down, your best friend right now.
That's my girl. That's my girl. Listen to her. She's ready to dialogue with us tonight on the platform. She's got us
right.
in training.
That's right. Hey, literally, like we're raising the next generation of revolutionaries.
Exactly. And you know what? Given the, you know, the DNA she is blessed with, she's going to be our future revolutionary woman next to do the Goddess platform, I'm sure, because she's always around when we're doing our dialogue. So, hey, Tibbles. That's my girl right there.
Yeah. Thank you for all the love and stuff. That you show us on a consistent basis, because, you know, we have to include them in this. That's the only way we're going to continue to keep things going. So, yeah, welcome to the dialogue. And, you know, I'm going to yield to you, Queen Dara, because you did such a good job last week with filling in for me on the emergency basis with Friday night and then the wonderful dialogue you've been having with our beloved sisters in Mississippi. So I yield to you.
Okay. Well, you know, we had talked about how we need to continue about the, dialoguing about the revolutionary woman and the importance of the role of the revolutionary woman in this struggle. And, you know, there's so much that entails the struggle, and there's such a big part that we can play. And, you know, after, you know, having the past two shows with the ladies out of Mississippi, it had really resonated with me how we definitely need to support our sisters, because those are revolutionary women also, to be in this struggle behind bars and to be fighting for their freedom and fighting for their lives, that we definitely need to find some way, or use all measures to support them and aid in the system in that fight, because, you know, it's been said time and time by yourself and myself that, you know, that's a hard struggle right there, especially for women, because there are so many things that, you know, come along with that struggle that the men don't have that type of struggle that the women do. It's kind of like two different struggles, you know what I'm saying? Because we as women, we endure a whole lot, you know, when it comes to children and all that kind of stuff. You know, we are the first nurturers of the children, you know, the first teachers. And so, you know, when we are separated from those children, it has an effect. And I'm, you know, after talking to some of these ladies on a personal level, you know, these women are really struggling behind not being able to be with their children. And, you know, when we were doing the listening session last night regarding the Move 9, and Ramona Africa was talking about, you know, how that all transpired. And one of the things that struck me the most was how the government, you know, plotted this attack against our people. And, you know, the people that were truly affected, you know, not to say take anything away from the men, but the people that were truly affected were the women and the children. You know what I'm saying? We lost our children in this struggle, you know, against the government. And women, too, very positive, powerful women who were, you know, gearing towards living life and raising their children in that, you know, in our culture that we are supposed to be living under. And, you know, there's so much that ties together also with the women that are behind bars, you know, when it comes to that, is because, you know, there's a struggle there that we're fighting. And when they take down our men first, we're left to fight those struggles on our own and still protect our children in a manner, you know. So I think tonight, you know, is something we can really build on between, you know, the listening session last night and what these women are dealing with that are behind bars, because in a sense that those two struggles are kind of, you know, they intertwine with each other, because both of those struggles are dealing with, you know, these mighty forces behind the government that is plaguing our community and snatching our community out the frame and killing us women, children, and our men. So, you know, I'll mm-hmm. peace with that, to, you know.
Yeah, you're right on point, sis, because one of the things that Sister Ramona Africa was saying is that she believes that they did that to not only disrupt the MOVE organization and the MOVE family, but mm-hmm. to send a certain amount of a message of fear to
yes.
anyone who was even thinking about or contemplating becoming a part of that particular victory movement. You know, it wasn't as though people were going out and robbing banks and then taking that money, you know, as if they were Robin Hood. Like, these people were putting together things on their own and independent of any governmental body, including, you know, having, you know, resources for food. They had their own pets. They had their own schooling system. I mean, they were the embodiment of true freedom. If there is the capacity to actually have so within these boundaries, they were it. And they still are it. Because she very much said, even in the clips that we played, you know, most recently, that the revolution still continues. And definitely, we as women have a role to play.
Exactly. You know, and it's a wonderful thing to hear that despite the efforts of the government trying to shut down that whole movement, that it did not, you know, it did take a toll, but it did not shut them down completely, because the life, you know, that they were living, according to our culture, was embedded in their children. And so the children continue that legacy. And this is exactly what needs to happen, you know, with our youth. We need to, you know, instill in them, you know, our natural culture so that they can continue that legacy. You know, I would love to go to the next, you know, anniversary thing that they have in Philadelphia, because I want to see for myself with my own eyes, you know, and this area. I just kind of want to put my eyes on it. You know, I've read articles, I've listened to documentaries about Move 9, but I actually just want to place myself there and, you know, kind of let that, you know, resonate within me, because maybe, you know, that will help push us along too as revolutionary women to fight, you know, a little bit harder, because what they endured was something terrible. You know, this government is treacherous. It's treacherous. And I know that, you know, we had a little brief conversation earlier, and I was telling you after, you know, listening to that listening session later on that day, I was watching something on TV regarding how, you know, when it comes down to a group of people wanting to, you know, separate themselves from, you know, the iron fist of the government, if you will, or being controlled by another entity, it's like that the government or that entity gets so upset and gets infuriated that they have no control, that their only recourse is to seek and destroy. And this is what has happened to these people, you know, and our people numerous times. Every time that we seek out to separate ourselves and return to who and what we are, here comes this government, and they want to snatch us out the frame. They don't care who they take down in the process. you know, whether it's women, you know, children, cats, dogs, you know, whatever. And these people were living on their own. They were living life. They owned property. Like you said, they had their own food. They had their own means of education for their children. And, you know, it's a shame that we as the people had to, you know, had to watch and witness this happen to our people. But yet I'm curious to know, what is it that we're going to do with this day and age, given that, you know, the incident with the Black Wall Street and all, you know, even Rosewood, if you will, all of the times that we sought out independence, we were destroyed. How are we going to take those scenarios that happened to our people and try to build from that to prevent that from happening again and again? Because we speak constantly on how we need to separate ourselves and return to our natural, you know, our natural thinking state, our natural culture, you know, but we're going to meet a level of resistance when this happens. And so we need to really sit down and think about what measures we can take, you know, and revisit this stuff again. As painful as it is, we still need to revisit it and figure out what is it that we can do to protect ourselves, you know, when we make this move again. Because it's going to take us to fight back now. You know, these people were peaceful. You know, we are not a, you know, a destructive type people. Our culture by nature is a peaceful like people. We are made and provoked to be violent, but these people are violent from the, you know, from the gate. So we already know with, you know, the history that we've seen of them destroying our people when we try to separate ourselves, that we need to take action and figure out what means do we need to take to protect ourselves and protect what is rightfully ours, which is our right to live life according to our culture. And I yield with that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what unalienable rights are about, which they speak about in this, you know, so-called Constitution. Unalienable rights cover us across the board to live and to be free and to have a certain amount of self-determination and meaning, you know, that we guide our own direction. So, you know, it's a shame that more of us have not taken up, I guess, the banner where, you know, groups like MOVE have had left off out of fear. And I'm sure, you know, none of us want to be separated from our children, like we've heard the Mississippi sisters speak about. None of us want to necessarily put our lives at risk, but I don't see how things are going to change unless we do. And so, you know, hats off to, you know, all the Africa family, hats off to the MOVE organization as a whole, the ancestor who developed, John Africa, who developed the concept in the first place. Hats off to him for being a visionary. And realizing that, one, the system has never worked in our favor. Two, that unless we do something about it, that it's never going to change. So, sis, check this out. We're going to have to reboot because for some reason the actual recording of the broadcast has stopped. So let me see. Let's go ahead and disconnect, and I'm going to go ahead and push for us to go live. So if I could have everybody tune back in or call back in within the next 5 minutes, that would be great, and then we'll continue the dialogue where we left off.
Okay, that's peace, sis. We'll do that.
All right, I'll see everybody in 5 minutes, and sorry about the confusion, but, you know, like Queen Dara said, we're always doing something. So I'll see y'all
exactly.
In a few minutes. Thanks, everybody.
Peace.
Peace. I said it for only 15 minutes. It didn't change. I didn't change it.
Come here, baby. Come on here.
Bubbles, your mama wants you.
She's not coming in.
No, I'm not coming in because she's going to go off. Whoa. Chubbles, let go of your nana's britches. She said, damn that, I am not falling down this concrete. Move your foot. There you go. You got it.